Greetings, I'm James Gillen, and I'm your host for eCity Stargate, and also As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS, and we're all over the place, VMO, Rumble, Telegram, you can check it out, but Rumble's the best, that's where I go in and talk to people, and tonight's show, there's just a lot we need to be made aware of. You know, I have a message from the Ascended Masters and Star Nations after the news, along with recent footage shot with our new camera, which is not working out that well, but we're still working on getting a really good camera so we can get really, you know, clear 8K footage. You know, I bought this camera, says 8K, it fit into all my night vision gear and everything. I'm in there. And it turned out not to be totally 8K. So anyway, we're still working on that, but we got some really good footage and just multiple ships, fleets of ships coming in. It's insane. Major activity. So I want to talk about that. But, you know, I wanted to get some of this news out of the way because there's some really important things going on. And a lot of it depends on us and making our voices known and things we need to get behind. Because, I mean, it's insane. I'll go into the chemtrails, too. They're just hammering us with chemtrails right now. I got so sick last night. I don't know what they sprayed on us, but it was like three layers of chemtrails. It was insane. Everybody's, you know, coughing, headaches, fuzzy brain, getting you know, losing your equilibrium. I mean, it's nasty. They're pulling out all the stops, and we need to start really speaking out against this and hold people accountable, but I'll go more into that later. So as far as the news, first and foremost, a new bill, H.R. 8421, is being voted on to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Reserve Banks, to repeal the Federal Reserve Act, as well as other purposes. And a little note, this will end the global elite, you know, the banksters who are not federal, they, you know, and the weaponized IRS, all of which has kept us in abject poverty and fear with taxes. And they aren't going to the people, they're going to foreign entities. So that's going to put an end to that. We're going to, you know, take back control of our own monetary system. And the gazillion dollars that are going off to all these foreign entities are going to go back to the American people. So it's a really good idea. Anyone who does not vote yes on this does not serve the people. They serve foreign entities and the deep state, which falls under the category of the big T word. So these people are not working for you, and they should be moved on. Anyway, we've been under attack. He's been under attack by these weaponized agencies for quite some time, you know, and as all under its oppressive thumb. So it's time for the Treasury to take command of our monetary system. Use any funds gathered for the people, not foreign agencies, foreign wars, forcing our integrity and morally challenged division of race, culture, and gender programs in other countries and this country as well. We need to put an end to all this useless waste of money and the billions of dollars being sent for ridiculous wars, which we shouldn't be funding. If anything, we should be funding the other side, because they're taking out the weaponized biolabs and sex and drug child trafficking and everything else. But anyway, long story, we won't go there. But speaking of which, Hunter Biden was found guilty due to his laptop presented as evidence, the laptop that 51 top officials, you know, and intelligence all said was Russian disinformation. I think Blinken was one of those. Anyway, there's literally hundreds of felonies attached to the Biden family on that laptop, now admitted as evidence to be authentic. So I wonder what will happen to the 51 liars and deceivers and the other evidence on the laptop, to be continued. So I really hope they keep moving on this, because it's more decadent than you can even imagine. And anybody that still wants Biden to be president, you're critically thinking, morally and integrity challenged. You know, you're not a human. You're something else. So anyway, the lamestream news is still trying to push Russia, And now they're being caught red-handed, as an extension of the DNC perpetuating their lies and deceptions. I love watching them squirm. A narcissist will never admit they lied or made a mistake, even though the people are totally aware of it. I mean, you could just put the evidence right in front of their face, and they'll just say, and they'll come up with some way of excusing it or whatever. It's just unbelievable. But no, they're going to be held accountable. They need to. The weaponization of the agencies, the DOJ, the DOD, the FBI, CIA, FDA, EPA, especially the war on farmers, all that stuff has to come to an end. And I think it will here real soon. It's not, it's not what America was founded on. And they've declared war on conservatives, churches, anybody of faith with a high degree of morality and integrity. They're taking away agricultural status to many small organic farms. We're one of those. They're taking away. They went back 7 years, took away ag status, went back 7 years, and now are charging us for back taxes, which is insane. That's extortion. I mean, you can't, so we're having to deal with that. But anyway, these people are not, they're not your government, and they betrayed their oath, and they need to be held accountable, basically. So that's the bottom line. They're taking away the agricultural status of organic farms is just another scam to control the food supply. And they're also creating food shortages, poisoning the food supply with GMO products, carcinogens, labeled preservatives, mRNA injections in meat, and killing off millions of chickens and cattle with their fake pandemic fear porn again, creating global food shortages. So clean organic food is getting harder and harder to find. So we really need to support the organic farmers now. And the thing about, if you put a Mickey D burger in your pocket, in your jacket, and pull it out 30 years later and it hasn't decomposed, I think you might want to start looking about into going organic, because really good organic food just doesn't last very long, but it's good for you. So anyway, the experimental COVID-19 injections have lost their vaccine immunity in the courts due to the fact that they are not vaccines. I don't know what they are. They're a bioweapon, basically. They have determined them to be a bioweapon in Florida, the courts there. And they're saying COVID-19 and the falsely labeled vaccines, also deemed a depopulation bioweapon, have been proven and admitted to being neither safe or effective. Even the vaccine companies are saying it didn't work, but we're going to keep doing it because we're making $1 billion here. So get your booster and your second booster and your eighth booster. And I think all the vaccine people making money off this, especially on the higher levels, and anybody, any of the movie stars, that push this vaccine thing, this fake big vaccine, which is not, it's an experimental injection, basically. And they should take all of the big pharma guys, and that have created these weapons, and they need to just make sure they're all up on all eight boosters, if more. Give them more boosters, give them triple doses. I think it's only fair that they all get exposed to the same thing. The heads of these big pharma companies, they never got vaccinated. Their kids didn't get vaccinated either. The ones that did are having heart attacks and blood clots and all kinds of other problems. So a lot of politicians now are dropping. A lot of sports figures are dropping. All these, it's just dropping like crazy. It's obvious. You can't miss it anymore. It was population control, period. So a lot of frontline doctors are offering ways to getting the mRNA, graphene oxide, luciferase, and microchips out of the body before we all end up with long-term COVID, blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, and eventually low-energy zombies. I mean, that's where they want us. So. The next elephant in the room that we wanted to talk about is the chemtrails. And the reason I'm covering chemtrails right now is, again, we are getting slammed hard by chemtrails. The past few days, there's just been layer after layer after layer. Everybody is coughing, sneezing, major attacking the upper respiratory problem, your joints and muscle pain. That's all caused by the barium, aluminum, and all the heavy metals that are in there, cesium and plutonium. I mean, it's insane, you know. So it's got to come to an end, you know. And I think it's the last ditch effort by the globalists, and they're spraying everything detrimental to human, animal, and plant life as they declared war on the creator itself and all creation. So that's why they're doing this. So again, aluminum, barium, cesium, plutonium found in the chemtrails are all accumulative and detrimental to Earth and all its inhabitants. So these, you know, these Green New Deal guys are actually killing everything green, but we're still supporting it. So, you know, now they're talking about they're using other biologicals are found in the chemtrails along with glyphosates, Roundup, graphene oxide, turning everybody into antennas with an off switch when they hit the 5G. So might want to start thinking about that. Time to really clean up, you know, go to all these frontline doctors and look up remedies. We got to get this crap out of our systems if we're going to continue. So what I think is funny is all these people going, yeah, and not too long, all these deplorables and all these people are going to drop because of our chemtrail program and everything else. But these guys are they're being affected by it too. It's in their food, it's in the air, it's everywhere. And these idiots actually think, these globally elitists and their families actually think somehow that they're immune to this, and they're not. This is in the air, the water, the food supply, it's everywhere. So good luck with that. I don't know. I'm tired of warning people about this stuff. You know, to me, if you're going to keep getting these injections and this and going along with this stuff, you're kind of part of the or what's that called? I can't think of it. Where, well, basically, you're removing yourself from the gene pool and your family. So maybe we'll have some smarter, wiser people in the future. That's only good news I can bring you about this stuff. But anyway, so no, they are not spraying something good to inoculate us. And no, it's not to mitigate global warming, a myth due to the fact that according to the raw data, the Earth is cooling. I mean, even Gates said global warming's a farce. So come on. I mean, Mr. Eugenicist is saying it's a farce. So figure it out. It's a war against life, you know, and I hate to be a Danny Downer and rain on the Love and Lighters parade, but we have to get earthy now, grounded, look up and see how things are affecting your health. You know, make some noise. Your planet needs you. You know, all you Green New Deal warriors, you need to start looking up at the sky and see what's really going on, because the very people you're serving are the ones doing this. You're not going to have any green here if they continue. So anyway, the insane global elite eugenicists are behind this, who are soulless and governed by satanic Luciferian unseen entities that care nothing for humanity and the earth. They're at war with the creator and all creation. So think about that. That people go, how can they do this? How can they do this? It's going to affect them and their families and everybody. How can they do this? It's not them anymore. It's not them. It's something else running the show. And until you figure that out, you won't understand this. So many are serving the beast, participating in their own and their family's demise, either due to greed, ignorance, or in denial. So those in uniform participating in these chemtrail operations have betrayed their oath and need to be held accountable. Just following orders. Orders is the coward's way out, and it's a disgrace to the uniform. So this is for you, Air Force. You know, look at what you're doing. You know, if you're filling up these planes with these bioweapons and all this crap, and you're flying these planes and everything else, you know, the big T, you betrayed your oath. That simple. There's no pride. There's no honor. I mean, you are the lowest of the low. So anyway, we're done with that nonsense. There's a higher force coming in. You're gonna have fun with that one. So anyway, you know, there's going to be upcoming trials, you know, just as in the past, and that defense will not be applicable. So you can't say, well, it's just following orders, or I just did what I was told. It's not going to work. You know, as always said, as long as there's still chemtrails, aka geoengineering, and as long as Big Pharma is creating bioweapons with falsely labeled vaccines to counteract The plagues, they set into motion. The white hats are not fully in charge. So we're not out of the woods yet. Everybody goes, oh, the white hats are in charge. No, it's still going on. So the chemtrail operations, the directed energy weapons, the dues, the neither safe or effective experimental injections, the war on farmers, the poisoning and creating shortages of our food supply, all this has to come to an end. It's got to stop. And we all have to rise up and make our voices heard. Although Trump is the voice of the people right now, it shouldn't be all lay on one person, because that person can be taken out, or there's forces that are beyond your imagination, negative forces that can play in here. So the power has to come back to the people, and that's what he's doing. He's putting the power back in the hands of the people, so, which is smart. But it's not a one-man job to do this. We all have to rise up and take personal responsibility. So God, Creator, Great Spirit is internal, not external, along with your true power. So, this country was founded on the power being in the people, not the mob rule, not the socially engineered demon rats. That's not where the power is. It's in the people, and we need to take our power back and start standing up. So, anything that goes against universal law, anything that is harmful to the people and the planet, will have karmic consequences, which are all being amplified and accelerated by a force no one can stand against. So it's the Great Awakening, the quickening, the ascension, whatever you want to call it. There's a force behind that that no man can stop. And we still have free will, yet choices and actions have consequences. So if you say, well, that goes against my free will, well, there's you don't you can't use your free will to be harmful to others in the planet. It just doesn't work that way. And there's a lot of narcissistic, arrogant people that think they're above that. They're capitalizing at the expense of humanity, or no. You're going to have the biggest karmic lesson of all. So anyway, sorry to be a Danny Downer or a Debbie Downer or a he, she Downer or whatever you need, but people need to hear this. It's affecting all of us, and we need to rise up. And on that note, I'm going to bring you the message from the Ascended Masters in Star Nation. So what happened was, I have constant contact. I have them talking to me and telling me what's happening. I keep asking questions like, why aren't you dealing with this? Why aren't you doing this? And they have to honor free will, but they're also part of this flow that's coming in and the ascension process. So I asked them a bunch of questions, and this is some of the information I got. So they want me to pass off this me pass on this message, from the Ascended Masters and the Star Nations. And I know a lot of people have been at war against SETI and trying to shut this place down. We're getting hit on every level now. And we've been totally character assassinated and everything by people in the UFO community and other communities, mainly because we're authentic. And we go against the herd consciousness, which has been socially engineered. So they're going to do everything they can to shut us up. And they only establish their own ignorance and their own character when they do so. So, to me, I've died a couple times. I'm good with God, so they can say whatever they want. I don't give a damn. But we all need to get to that point. So anyway, here's the message from the Ascended Masters and Star Nations. We're moving very fast from draconian law to universal law. Everything is being amplified and accelerated. The action reaction time concerning karma is becoming almost instantaneous. Everything is being revealed. We're moving from draconian predatory governed planet back into alignment with the original intent. The earth was created to be an Eden, a place where all life could evolve to its highest potential. The original intent was hijacked by lesser self-serving forces, which created a different trajectory, different timelines, and they were hijacked by these entities that care nothing for humanity and the earth. Many know them as satanic Luciferian forces, demonic, serpent, reptilian, or other malevolent ETs. Just as there are darker forces, there are lighter forces. There's a balance. There always has been. Ascended masters, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, some are our ancient ancestors, the temple builders, spiritually advanced inner earth beings, and a host of others as well are all assisting in a major course correction with the earth right now. It's a major liberation that's going on. So the human component will be known as like the secret space fleet, the white hats within the military, and if the globalists, the war on disease profiteers align with the malevolent forces that are fast tracking us to World War III are not stopped, it will be yet another end of civilization having to start over as primitives. And I like what Einstein said. He goes, "I don't know what weapons we'll be fighting World War III with, but World War IV will be with sticks and stones." And this has happened multiple times. We've had to start over as primitives on this planet. There are major colonies on this planet from the stars. We've had pole shifts. We've had meteor impacts. We've had huge planetary flybys. A lot of things have made us massive wars with. We all. This is part of our history. It's part of our archaeology. Go check it out. But anyway, there's whole levels where the ground is radioactive at certain epochs, and these are written in the old Vedic scriptures of when these wars happen, and those levels are radioactive. It talks about the forest being burned, the flesh being burned off the elephants, and the type of weapons that are used. It's all in there. We've done this before, so we need we need to make the right decisions. Atlantis and Lemuria were the last flip that we went through, where those who chose to, they chose technology and they chose to control and dominate versus serve. And the Lemurians were, they saw the creator in all creation and they wanted to help those less fortunate rise to their highest potential. There's a clash between the two, and then it's start over time. So a great war ensued. The Atlanteans launched their beam ships and pretty much leveled the Lemurian cities. And the Lemurians brought a comet in and smashed it into Atlantis, which is now a big hole called the Atlantic Ocean. So anyway, you can look that one up. But we don't need to do that again. There's higher forces watching all this, and they're going, "Is this a failed experiment? Do we need to start this over again, or is this salvageable?" We need to really think about this. There are higher beings observing all this, saying, "Are these people going to rise up and take their power back? Or do we have to? We can't let them continue in this direction because they're going out into space, and we're going to have to deal with them in space. Attacking our, infiltrating our societies and civilizations." So gotta start looking at the big picture here. Sodom and Gomorrah was an example of that, where two cities became so decadent that you could not go to that city without being raped or sodomized, or they were doing bestiality, and it got so degenerate. It was on a downward spiral of evolution. So actually the Andromedans came in with their mythologically known as archangels, and they came in and said, "Okay, we gotta do some corrective surgeries so the whole can continue to live." It's like having, an infection on your leg. You can't just ignore it. You have to take care of it so the whole organism can live. So anyway, that's my adding to that. But let me see, where did I leave off? So I was talking about the temple builders, the spiritually advanced inner earth beings, and a host of others as well. They're all assisting in a major course correction. The human component, we talk about the secret space fleet, the white hats, and the military, and the globe. If the globalists are not stopped again, World War III. So, and NATO and its corrupt politicians are doing everything to provoke World War III with clandestine attacks, mercenaries, boots on the ground. They're not admitting to, and it looks like the latest airstrikes by F-16s did not come from the Ukraine. So they already worked out a peace treaty a long time ago, which was sabotaged by Boris Johnson and a lot of other corrupt politicians on behalf of the war industry, most capitalizing on the war. So, after all, they have to keep the bioweapon, adrenochrome labs, child and sex trafficking going. The solution is put those that promote wars on the front lines and take the profit out of war. That's all we got to do. Get rid of the money, move the money, and it stops, and bring consequences. So anyway, we're moving back to the original intent, universal law, which in its simplest form is universal peace, brother sisterly love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. The old disempowering predatory programs are coming to a close. Those enforcing them are on the downward spiral, servants of the beasts. The rapidly collapsing draconian empire, it's on its way out. So you might want to start making some changes. So all attempts to gracefully transition, all agreements made previously have been broken or ignored by this cabal and these darker forces. So time and a half's over, and they're done. So your sun is playing a role in this with massive bursts of consciousness and energy, CMEs, coronal mass ejections, and X-class flares. This ties into the great central sun. They're all connected with God, Creator, Great Spirit, as well as the ultimate source. So there's a 6-6 planetary alignment we just went through with all six planets lined up, and with the major CMEs and X-class flares that are being released by the sun, everything moves down the vibration continuum from consciousness to light to energy to mass. So that's how creation works. It goes, everything is conscious. The consciousness is moved down to light, energy, and mass. And so we're just condensed consciousness, basically, vibrating at a slower vibration. So, this is how the awakened healing or planetary liberation is done. So most are only seeing the chaos and the changes in the physical, not realizing the big picture. What is behind this event is an unstoppable force beyond comprehension. Due to the extreme resistance by the moral and integrity challenged, along with the trespass of malevolent forces, the gloves are off. The old draconian predatory empire is collapsing. All those aligned with it will fall with it. So this will be a multidimensional operation with God, Creator, Great Spirit at the top, coming down through the ascended masters, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, benevolent inner earth people, Space Force, the White Hats. Humanity will rise and reclaim its destiny and choose to live according to universal law, in harmony with each other and nature. That's where we're going. So we have the divine right to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, healthy, abundant life. And there's other entities that have really worked hard to keep us in abject poverty and sick and. That they have a saying. They say, keep them sick, stupid, and poor. That's how you control the masses. And they've done a good job up till now, but that's all coming to an end. So again, anything that interferes that will suffer the consequences. All agencies and institutions must align with the universal law. The weaponization of agencies and institutions goes directly against universal law and is not aligned with service to others. So everything you do unto others will be done unto you. Now it will be accelerated and amplified. So if you see these, what's going on right now, and I told people all this lawfare and all this nonsense going on and the war against conservatives and Christians and people of faith and just good, honest people with some kind of moral and integrity based people are, that's going to backfire. It's all going to be reversed. So I love that saying, everything will be revealed. No rock will be left unturned. The injustices and iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops as prophesied. All your masters have said this is coming and this is happening. It's here now and it's here on a major scale. So the earth is ascending. The frequencies are rising rapidly. The Schumann resonance is off the scale. This is not hopium, wishful thinking, or woo-woo. This is science. And it's a divine science withheld from standard curriculum. And so now is the time to be really honest with ourselves. Are we operating under universal law? Are we serving God, Creator, Great Spirit? Are we serving the beast and all its malevolent counterparts? Reason this. Almost all of your leadership agencies, the political, business, religious institutions have fallen to the beast. There are some courageous souls with impeccable integrity calling this out, and it's time to get behind them. Whether you like him or not, Trump has exposed every aspect of the beast. I mean, it's all there for you to see. That all the weaponization and the morally and integrity corrupt are all there. They're the ones attacking him. So The depth of corruption globally and the weaponization of the agencies unimaginable for the average person is now there for all to see. So, all may seem unsurmountable unless you know the bigger picture. So every mode of civil injustice, has been explored. We've looked at it all, and it's not now. It's time for the military, which is now 100% on board. So there were factions within the military that were still backing the old regime and the global elite, and now they're on board. So martial law is imminent and the necessary to protect and restore the public. They have to come through now because all the avenues have been tried. And it's all been exposed, and we're seeing. And now, in order to restore the Republic and maintain USA and get rid of USA Inc., they're going to have to step in. The old draconian empire is unsustainable. The beast wants to control, dominate, suppress, and consume everything, according to Native American prophecy. And in the end, just when you think there's no hope, the beast consumes itself. So we unite with the greater family of man and woman throughout the galaxy, the star nations followed by the restoration, healing, and 1,000 years of peace. So the elders know this. Native Americans know what's coming, and it's time to start listening to them because that's where we're going. It's our unstoppable destiny. So each individual has to play their part, take personal responsibility to make this happen. Just remember, every action has a reaction. This is being accelerated and amplified. Some call it karma. Nothing will remain hidden. We all have the choice to take the upward spiral and live a spiritual, abundant life in harmony with each other and nature, or take the downward spiral in self-service at the expense of humanity and the nature. And the insatiable greed and lust for power, which has become epidemic, is about to be eradicated. The downward spiral eventually ends in collapse, taking everyone and everything aligned with it, down. So it's going to go into eventual demise. So this is being accelerated. So the gap between polarities is widening. No more gray area. Choose wisely in thought, action, and deed. It will affect your tomorrow. And there will always be the godless, the ignorant, and the arrogant, and those with insatiable lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the earth who think they can stop this or are immune. They're not. They're not going to stop this. They will not see what's coming, and they're going to fall the hardest. And this has been their choice. You can't stop the sun. You can't stop a tsunami or hide from your karma. A major rethink is in order, and it's time to direct all assets and energy into the awakening healing of humanity and the earth. There just might be some forgiveness and dharma points there. So buckle up. It's going to get real, real fast, So anyway, no one can stop what's coming. Right now, there's an armada of ships here, and more are coming. And there are benevolent forces here to put an end to the tyranny and an end to the draconian law and the suppression of humanity for thousands of years. A new renaissance is coming. Miraculous healing technologies, fuelless energy, replicators, the end of war and disease is there for all of us if we can accept it. Welcome it. We'll soon realize, Star Trek and Star Wars were documentaries. They weren't fiction. So soft disclosure, now the hard disclosure is coming. And it's in the skies for everybody to see. The failed cover-up and the controlled narrative has failed. Those involved in this will be seen for who and what they are. Now it's God, Creator, Great Spirit's turn. I've always loved the expression, one on the side of God is a majority, and we all need to find that God within us. It's not external. And that's your power source. That's where you want to come from. The tyrants and their puppets are fast becoming the minority, and it's a self-eradication process called the Great Unveiling and Karma. So anyway, again, what I'm saying is that there's no punishing God coming. It's all action reaction and karma. Basically, there are universal laws, and there's a great acceleration going on, and so everything is going to be amplified and accelerated. So if you're being kind to others in the planet, that's going to come back to you. It's all going to be amplified and accelerated. If you're being harmful to humanity and nature, that's going to be accelerated. and that karma is going to come back to you. It's really simple. It's really basic. And you watch this all unfold, and it's like they've opened the valve full swing now, and so we have to find that impeccable integrity within us and operate under universal law and be in service to others. We're not going to make it through these times. And the ones that choose not to are going to have their experience. And they're gonna run into their karma again, which is going to be accelerated and amplified. So that's basically what we're going through right now. But we need to pay attention to our surroundings and what's being done by these dark hearts and start standing up for on behalf of humanity and the planet and ourselves and our families. We have to put an end to this, because these people need to be told that we know what you're doing, we know what you've done. It's time to stop. And that's where we're at right now. So on that note, I'm going to end today's show. And I know this is kind of a heavy, but I mean, that's their message. They're coming in. We're going to show the latest 8K UFO fleet footage. It's not really 8K. The camera says 8K, but we found out it's still good though. But I mean, there are ships after ships. This one little area I was filming had like 20 ships in it, and there'd be like 9 to 12 ships in one frame, and they're everywhere right now. So you can't ignore this. Go out on a clear sky and look up, focus on love and joy and bliss and send it to them and thank them for what they're doing and ask them how you can be a part of this process. We really need to get behind this. I like that saying, if you really want to see an ET, go look in a mirror. And we are the ones we've been waiting for. It's the second coming of Christ is Christ consciousness within everyone. We're all going to rise up, and there's whole civilizations that exist in Christ consciousness, and they're coming to help the earth right now. So again, on that note, I'm going to cut off, and hopefully we have time to show you some of the latest UFO fleet footage, so I'm not just blowing smoke, and it's more important to get out there and see for yourself. Get out there and watch the skies and send them love and ask them how you can help. And remember, just because you're enlightened, I mean, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. So qualify that, send love and light and joy and bliss and qualify it. Say if there's any ETs here in service to humanity, the earth, show yourself. I'd like to see you and see what happens. It's going to get interesting. But anyway, so here's the latest UFO fleet footage, and keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Good night. Damn, this thing totally powered up and then it's gone. Come on. Where'd it go? Crazy. Which one? The other one already went into the tree. Here's another one. Another one. One's coming straight down. Another one. Another two. Look at that, one's coming down, and the other one's different angle. Another one. Another one. Oh God. This is insane. Massive ship right here moving up. It's just four in that one frame alone. Five. Six.
crazy. He's right above me now. Flash. Power it up. New 8K camera with not much screen. I'm getting out. It's going north. Something just flashed really big in those trees. Top of them. There. Okay. Give us a big flash. Come on. Really big flash. That was pretty big. This thing's almost stationary. Oh, that was a good one. Coming due west. This thing is going out. Little flash. Come on, give me a big bold flash, like kaboom. You're playing and give us a big flash. Thank you. This one's going through the dipper. These are the dipper stars. As bright as the dipper. If you're a Pleiadian or a Federation ship, how do you go? Okay, this is Arcturus. On the left. Oh, another little ship under it. Let's see how many ships I can get. You see the tree? You can see how low this is. And it's going down. Another one going into the tree. Looks like. Oh, look. One, two. This is crazy. Three going down. Okay, three, four, five. five all in the same frame. Something major is going on six. Just going up. Something really major is going on. They're going in every direction. Going into the tree. There's another one. There are so many ships, I don't know what to film. Look at that. It's a bright one. That is bright. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Definitely my peeps. That was good. Skimming out to nothing. Oh, another one. Maybe this one will power up. Much. Now there's a plane, and there's one, two, three ships above the plane. No strobes, no running lights on these. One just went into the tree. Another one bounced around behind the tree. Oh, look at this. Another one up high going into the tree. Ships everywhere tonight. Here's a plane. The strobes and running lights on it. Moving through the same area where all the UFOs were. The second plane. Follows it. Through the tree. Another one behind it. Hell, man, there's another one too. They're everywhere. Here comes one. Out. This one's going up. Different direction. See? Just up overhead. Oh wow, another one coming down. Another one coming down. What's going on here? Are so 1, 2, 3, 4, and they're weird looking. another one. Five. There's two before that, so that makes seven. Why is my camera messing up? It's turning everything into... trouble. This is crazy. This is crazy. Okay, one's going. One's going down. One's going off to the side. That's got to be at least 10 ships now. More than that, because I saw a few earlier in the same spot. This is south. South, not Adams. Hey, well, I don't know. Another one, same spot. These are not planes. Another one. Another one. See, if this was Starlink, there'd be some more following it, but there's not. We're talking massive fleets of ships up there.